This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, TSP participants receiving a full match is once again on the rise. Senate lawmakers are advancing legislation that aims to bolster the security of government facilities. And in hand-to-phone combat, DOD is turning to social media to battle its recruiting crisis. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The Defense Department is rolling out a new marketing campaign amid a recruiting crisis. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has the details.
The Defense Department turns to social media to attract the next generation of talent. The Defense Civilian Personnel Advisory Services recently launched its first social media campaign. The Discover Your Future at DoD targets young job seekers looking to pursue careers in AI, cyber, and STEM, among other career fields. The campaign will run through April on Instagram, LinkedIn, Spotify, and Reddit. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Federal employee advocates are urging more guardrails when it comes to agency relocations. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has more.
Nonprofit organization Democracy Forward is petitioning the Office of Personnel Management to create stricter guidelines around any potential agency relocations. The organization says better guardrails would ensure stability, expertise, and institutional knowledge at federal agencies. The rulemaking petition is a direct response to a handful of agency relocations during the Trump administration that led to major staff attrition. The National Treasury Employees Union has also thrown its weight behind the proposal. The federal union says it would be especially important for any agency to engage with their own workforce before initiating a relocation. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
When will the Pentagon Cybersecurity Maturity Model certification requirements finally come into play? Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday has some answers.
The Pentagon will likely push hard to publish a final CMMC rule this fall, meaning the requirements would start hitting defense contracts no earlier than next March. That's according to estimates from the Cyber Accreditation Body, a nonprofit that partners with the Defense Department on the CMMC assessment program. The comment period for the proposed CMMC rule closed in February. Once finalized, CMMC will require many defense contractors to get their cybersecurity practices certified. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is scheduling more medical appointments with veterans at a majority of its facilities. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The VA has seen 25,000 more patients so far this fiscal year compared to the same period last year. More than 80% of VA medical centers have seen more new patients so far this year than they did last year. Undersecretary for Health Sharif Elnahal says the VA is looking at ways to keep this growth in appointments sustainable while managing clinician burnout.
Hopefully a lot of that will stay in place. We have to be mindful of overall staffing, our authorities and ability to pay things like overtime, et cetera. And so not all of it will be sustained.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The number of Thrift Savings Plan participants receiving a full match is once again on the rise. The TSP set yet another record, as now more than 87% of FERS participants in the TSP are getting a 5% monthly contribution from the government added to their retirement accounts. TSP officials have credited the increase largely to a recent switch of the automatic enrollment rate from 3% up to 5%. The TSP board says it's looking for ways to encourage even more participants to bump up their contributions to at least 5%. Lawmakers are advancing legislation that aims to bolster the security of government facilities. The Senate earlier this month passed the Improving Federal Building Security Act. The bill would require agencies to respond to recommendations issued by the Federal Protective Service. Agencies would also have to explain why they're rejecting any recommendations. The Government Accountability Office found that agencies' security offices between 2017 and 2021 ignored 57% of the facility security recommendations made by the Federal Protective Service. More funding is going into efforts to electrify the federal vehicle fleet. The General Services Administration is putting an additional $25 million into installing electric vehicle charging stations at federal buildings across the country. The funds will go toward installing nearly 800 chargers at more than 30 facilities. The federal government recently ordered more than 58,000 zero-emission vehicles and more than 25,000 charging ports. The Biden administration is calling on agencies to buy only zero-emission vehicles by 2035. The Defense Department's Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office has wrapped up the ninth iteration of its Global Information Dominance Experiment, or Guide 9 as it's called, which brings together the service branches, combatant commands, the joint staff, and allies and partners to deliver capabilities for the Combined Joint All-Domain Command and Control Initiative, known as CJADC2. Organizers say Guide 9 successfully demonstrated a vendor-agnostic data integration layer for the first time and that the team was also able to experiment with generative AI tools during the exercise. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.